You're listening to Josh and Zachary on Switch 1197.
Everybody on? Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. A jingle bell swing.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative, the Christmas edition.
Yes, indeed.
A little bit of jingle bell rock for everyone just to kickstart their Sunday.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Santa's got a hickey on the end of his neck.
Oh, good stuff, Zach, yeah. And a very Merry Christmas to you, of course.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Brisbane. Great to be with you.
No, isn't it just?
Not you.
I thought you meant Yule, as in Yule tie. You're looking very Yule tie with your Christmas hat on today, Zach.
Well, standard issue, isn't it?
Yeah, so if you're going to do a Christmas show at or a radio show at Christmas time, then hats are to be provided. Zach, and you've got
It's not a visual medium.
No, but we say nuts to that. We say nutcrackers to that. There we
Believe
go.
Us when we say we're wearing Santa hats.
And no photos will be allowed to be taken in the studio.
No flash photography.
Zach, I've got a bevy of gifts here for the big... the annual Josh and Zachary Show rap battle, which will be good news. And also, you've got you're working on a diary, Zach, which is good.
I've been keeping a Christmas journal to make sure I don't waste my days.
No, exactly. You want to look back and go, oh yeah, no, well spent.
Yeah, well, you know, I only remember the bad, Josh.
Oh, okay.
So I've started writing everything down so I can also remember the good.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, Zach. And also,
it's in the Christmas spirit.
Oh, mate.
It's my gift to myself.
I just remembered I forgot something, Zach. We had Christmas crackers all ready to go, but I've lost them. Bought them from a discount store, though, so I can't imagine the gift would be too great.
Soundeffects.com, Christmas crackers. We'll have all these people fooled, mate. Grandest time. I don't understand a word they're saying.
Zach, like I said, it is Christmas for those of you who aren't paying attention to their calendars and are wondering why it's so busy at shopping centres.
Josh, it would be remiss of you not to point out that it's also Hanukkah.
Of course.
It may be. I'm not sure. I don't know when that holiday starts.
Yeah, we all know. They've got eight of them. 8 days of joy.
Each represented with a candle.
But, I mean, Zach, it's pandemonium out there.
It is pandemonium.
In the shops and everything like that. Have you done your Christmas shopping?
Mate, I have not.
Oh, rookie mistake. Leaving it to the last minute.
Well,
three days out.
My two housemates, they did it like months in advance.
Yeah, this is what I don't
And
understand.
Never gave me a heads up. Mm-hmm. Now they're relishing the fact that I'm going to have to battle through Chermside. You know, getting past the old ducks.
Well, Zach, what are
their double wide trolleys.
And their no sense of urgency, even though Kris Kringle is right around the corner.
And the... The old loves with their baby prams who treat it like a battering ram. Yeah. Stop.
Like old Vikings.
Yeah, my ankles feel.
Nothing worse than getting a trolley up the ankles. Well, I was going to say, Zach, in regards to this, shopping centres are just absolute pandemonium, but not made any worse or any better by the fact that they've got these roving carolers all up and down the aisles. You're
I've
familiar with
this.
A roving carol?
Yeah,
for those of you who don't know, it's...
If you're doing anything where you have to be a roving something, it means you're not wanted in any one spot, so shouldn't bother.
For any length of time. If you have to do your hobby running, like imagine if we had to do the show from a speeding car down the highway, you'd think you have to look at yourself and go, oh, I don't think people really care.
Roving carolers, no one wants you in the shopping centre. If someone calls up, I defy anyone to call me on to call the show, actually.
3221-0197.
And prove me wrong and say, no, I do like the carolers.
Love the carolers.
If you mean it, then call us and tell us that. And tell me why. Because I see no reason for them to be there.
So we want a confirmation that you do like them and then a good bloody reason for doing so. I like the idea of the carolers zipping up and down the thing. Because like I said, no one really wants them. But no one wants them there.
Yeah, they are.
And they're a nuisance to everyone. I guess center management think, oh yeah, this will boost morale. Doesn't matter if they're pumping Christmas carols through the through the speakers since late October. That doesn't matter. I think we've had our fill of Christmas carols, to be honest. But I like to imagine that they really do get into their job as Christmas carolers.
Like, they do,
and they start to try. I never see them hype up the crowd. I would like to see some crowd hype.
That would help.
I would like, you know, just the old tactics of, they said the crowd outside the food court, they couldn't carol as hard as the guys outside the OPSM.
And I was outside the food court, jackass.
I'm roving too. Not many people just come and stand in one place when they're doing the mad dash for the Christmas shopping. But, Zach, a guy outside of, thank God that we've only got Christmas carolers in the shopping centre.
Yeah.
Because we can get away from them. Yeah. Try as you might. They will follow you to the car if you give a buzz of interest. But Zach, they're in America. And I don't understand this because, Zach, fun fact for you. They're actually opposite seasons in America.
Yeah, no,
I've heard that. So it's hot here. It's cold there. But Zach, they've got the roving carolers. And imagine this, outside people's houses.
Mm.
I couldn't think of anything worse than standing knee-deep in snow, singing Yuletide carols. To a place where, where it's legal to bear arms.
I was going to say that. That's the one thing they've got on us, Josh, is carolers come to that door, shotgun up the snout, get out.
You're not singing a few bars of White Christmas with a Gatling gun pointed up your schnoz, do you? But they've got here a young gentleman. I guess he's just fed up with them, Zach, to be perfectly honest, and he's written himself a note, stuck it to his door. I reckon this is what we should do. I'm going to do this tomorrow when you go Christmas shopping. I've got some Christmas shopping to do tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I might take this this note on board and might strap it to my face. But it says here, carolers, please read. It goes on to say, your services are not welcome here, and I have my reasons. Number one, when I'm home, I'm not often in clothes. just imagine my surprise when the doorbell rings. I have to walk around trying to find clothes to wear. So, I mean, yeah, obviously, yeah.
Well, hang on. If the guy's naked, 95% of the time in his own house,
yeah,
surely he's invented some sort of drill.
Peephole situation?
Yeah, well, some sort of drill where he's got some pants stowed away close to the door. The guy's an idiot otherwise.
No, of course he is.
If that's his reason for them not to come, he's made it up. He would definitely have pants on the doorknob.
Well, he's got three more reasons, Zach.
Okay, well, so maybe that was just very interested in hearing
this. This is just the icing on the cake. Number two, reasons why he doesn't want carolers at his door. Reason number two, no guitar solos. He says all my favourite songs have guitar solos, ranging from 15 seconds to sometimes a full hour. You're not giving me what I want. So, constructive criticism.
It's a wind-up and I've taken it seriously.
He certainly has. Nothing says coming round every week with Josh and Zach when we look at joke square in the face and try to find a reason behind it.
Mate, strip me straight off the emailing list. Otherwise, I'm going to start forwarding chain letters around about little girls coming in to kill me if I don't. I believe everything I hear.
They should slow some traffic.
This guy's unhinged.
I wonder why you quit your job. You go ahead into Nigeria to get your hands on a fortune. Zach, reason number three, doesn't want carolers at his door. This gentleman over in America, he says, my ex was named Carol. Not your fault, but I just don't want to go back to a bad place in his mind there. And number four, nobody comes to my barbecues. Jessica Malboy, Inescapable, Zach, on the Josh and Zachary Show, Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative.
She sounds like someone I would want to avoid.
You can't avoid her, mate. That's the whole point of the song. She's saying she's not inescapable.
Psycho.
I think it's very ironic that she comes out with a song only a few years ago called Inescapable, and then this year, Can I Get a Moment?
Yeah.
I mean, take a leap out of your own book, Jessica Malboy.
I don't like that song at all. Can I get a moment?
No need to expand on that, Zach.
Any song where the singer references something about all the ladies knowing what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I agree.
Or all the fellas know what this is. No, we don't.
No, don't lump us all in.
No.
Don't lump us all in.
I'm not interested in that.
No. Well, you wouldn't be a big fan of All About the Bass.
No, I wouldn't.
No, of course not.
That song. Don't tell me what I like.
No, exactly. Exactly. The line in there is something along the lines of my mother told me that, you know, men want a little bit more bass to cuddle up to at night or something like that.
A little more booty.
A little bit more booty, of course, yes. Using that word to enrage me, of course. But I feel like someone should say, no, that's 9 times out of 10 not true.
Nine times out of ten.
I feel like your mother's led you down the garden path there, sweetheart, you know? But then she comes out with this other song. Oh, if your lips are moving, then you're lying, she's saying.
Yeah, don't like that one either.
But then the opening line in that song is, you know, I know that you're all about this bass. And it's like, no. Again, very
Nicki
mistaken.
Nicki Minaj, you just keep getting it wrong. Stop it. Stop making assumptions.
Stop doing this.
Sick of it. That's the other thing that annoys me, actually, is...
Let's get into it.
I know you're lying, your lips are moving sort of thing. Mm. That's an old, old thing that people always say. You know how I know you're lying? Your lips are moving.
Hey.
That's not yours. Don't write a song about it.
Exactly. All right.
Don't use played out metaphors in songs.
No, I could agree with you on that one, Zach.
Crap. So, John Butler even says, you know, the grass is always greener on the other side. That annoyed me. But then he picks it back up with, but twice as hard to mow.
Oh, so
I'm like, yeah.
So
he's added some depth to it.
Well, if he's adding depth, there's a place for him here on the Switch 1197 playlist. I'll give him that. Fun, we are young on the Josh and Zachary Show, Switch 1197, Brisbane's...
You're not, mate. You're 27.
I'm 28.
Oh, Jesus.
On the Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative, Zach, and we're joined in the studio with Alex Stroud of Glyphs.
Hey.
How you doing, mate?
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Good of you to stop by.
Yeah, it's good, good to be here.
And a very Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
How are you going with the Christmas holidays and...
I'm going terribly with Christmas shopping.
Shopping?
Yeah.
Mate, leave it to the last minute.
Yeah.
And you got to deal with the roving carolers.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We've had this conversation earlier in the show, mate. You get my emails, I told you.
Yeah, I'm just, terrible at picking, presents and everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, nightmare situation having to last-minute shopping. I mean, you end up, I don't know about you.
So bad.
It's just, I just end up throwing money at the problem.
Yeah.
I don't have that much to throw. But, I mean, who have you got to buy for? Is it just friends and family? Or
yeah, just mum, dad, my brother, and... a couple cousins.
Just the usual.
Yeah, just usual.
So are you on holidays at the moment? Are you working?
I am, yeah. I finished my music degree in October.
Oh, really?
I'm just on holidays and playing music and recording music and yeah.
Do you do all that stuff from home? A lot of people can just do stuff like that from home now.
Yeah, I just have the bedroom studio.
Yeah.
And
Us about your project.
Well, Glyphs is just a thing that I started in uni, and it's a whole mix of genres. So it's like chill wave, and then it's also got trap elements, and it's also got, you know, R&B and whatever like that. And it's just supposed to be a whole just an atmospheric kind of thing, but also have, like, you know, some punch to it. So
I mean what's your setup when you play live? Because I see in the picture
live,
you've got a guitar.
Yeah
How do you manage to...
So, I'm still working it out.
Oh,
but,
okay.
I have like a Les Paul that I play, and also I have a APC, which is just like a MIDI. It triggers samples and everything like that. So, I use that, and I want to get actually a drummer in. A drummer and have an electronic kit and stuff.
Okay, so you said it was a project that you started in uni. Was that just kind of like, oh yeah, well, I'm into this? And then, and how does that go from just something that you're doing to doing live gigs? Like, is it always somewhere where you wanted to take it?
Well,
or
I
you
just
kind of...
realized that I was having a lot of fun just creating and collaborating with other people. I've been collaborating with a singer from the band in Brisbane called Brother Fox.
Oh, okay.
His name's John. And just collaborating with a whole bunch of people. And I was having fun with it.
Yeah.
And also it was part of the uni subject as well. So I get to finish that. So very, I wouldn't, you know. I'd...
Very rarely do you get an assignment set. Like in all my high school career, no one said, do this as an assignment. And I went, you know what? I bloody love building.
I love
building solar systems. I'm going to keep doing this.
It was like the only assessment that I got in on time. Because it was crazy.
Did your lecturers or whatever come to the show?
No, they did. No.
I'll bugger them then.
I had a good turnout, so it was good.
Yeah,
it was just at the Underdog.
I like I see these setups that these guys have, like, you know, Autumn. We had Autumn in the other day.
Yeah, Autumn.
And, they were great, and like they had, you know, the photo. I always look at the photos of how they set up on stage and everything.
They got a really cool setup.
Yeah,
yeah.
I asked him because we had a show here, and I forgot my computer, like my laptop cord.
Yeah.
Like, do you have like a checklist and stuff like that? So you like, and have you ever had shown up to a gig and not had
important. Yeah, I had like three checklists, so I was just like, okay, I got this. So and like DIs and just instruments, and it's a lot to cart around.
It would be.
Yeah,
plus you gotta do it by yourself too.
Yeah, well, I had my dad.
Oh really?
Well, my dad was the roadie. So
do you pack anything that you've never had to use, but you keep it in there just because, you know, if you don't, then you will need it?
I just keep a lot of power cords.
Yeah,
because sometimes they don't supply them, but Normally they do, but...
So where are you... you say you got a gig up here coming up on the 22nd of January. That'll be good. Supporting Tremors?
Yep, Tremors.
At the Milk Factory. Where's the Milk Factory?
West End.
Is this like the project that you want to do, or you kind of got your sights on something else that you might have an interest in?
I'm looking at starting up another project, but yeah, Glyphs, I'm really looking forward to just cementing it in the Brisbane scene.
Mm.
You know, just getting in there and collaborating with like all of the... really good DJs and producers of Brisbane, because there's a really good scene going on. So yeah,
this is, it's funny, like the music scene in Brisbane's kind of hit and miss for some people. I think they kind of maybe different genres and stuff like that, it kind of changes.
Yeah,
and but it seems like it's working for you, which is good.
Yeah,
and I do have to ask about your dog's eating habits.
He eats a lot. That's
those
pretty
of
much
you
it.
Scratching your heads. That's,
that's pretty much it.
It was a Facebook post by you, just hoping that we asked. And
we've discussed it now.
So there we go.
That's good.
So is Glyphs sort of a way to subsidise your income?
Yeah.
To pay for your dog's food bills.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. He eats a lot. He's just a small dog. He's a small dog, but he eats so much. It's ridiculous.
Please listen to Glyphs, download their songs, go to their gigs.
Feed his dog.
Yeah. And feed my dog.
Yeah. This dog's got to eat.
Holding his dog hostage. He doesn't feed it until he has enough money to do so. So get along and download his gear.
Have you thought about marketing your project Glyphs that way? You know, I see a
ransom.
I see a lot on Facebook, like, oh, ignore if you're heartless, but like if you care about babies with SIDS or something.
Exactly. Exactly.
Maybe you can do that with
the
dog.
I definitely need to do that. I think I've done kind of like that. I'm just going to, put some more photos of, my dog up.
Definitely.
Yeah. With a little sign saying, please feed me.
Yes.
And then we'll be done.
Yes.
And
exactly. The next day. I'll just take him to gigs or something.
There you go.
And then.
Tie him to the desk.
Like make sure his ribs are hanging out.
Exactly.
In between, if no one's dancing, give him a boot. That'll get the crowd on your side.
Sounds like a great plan. Great plan.
Of course, don't do that.
No.
Alex Stroud, thank you very much for joining us. And we'll put up all your information there on Facebook so everyone can check you out.
Thanks for having me.
This is Glyphs with Growing Pains, the Josh and Zachary Show. Clean Bandit, Rather Be, on the Josh and Zachary Show, Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative, and Zach has pulled from his pocket. No, you are not on a backwards train, hobo style. Zach is indeed, brandishing a brand new little present to yourself, Zach. Haven't done your Christmas shopping, but he's managed to pick himself up a little something.
Mate, when you look at this, what do you see?
I see the desperate attempt of trying to fit in as best you can in the music industry, but struggling on all things on all things instruments. So you picked up something that even a child could play. Am I correct in assuming?
And what would you call it?
Harmonica.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Longest way to...
As a blues player...
Here we go.
I refer to this thing as the blues harp.
Oh, the blues harp. I thought mouth organ.
Josh, there's several things
That's
you
your
need.
Tongue. That's your tongue.
There's several things you need to be a good blues harp player.
What's that?
Patience.
No friends? Patience.
And lots of it. That's several.
A bunch of patience.
Several helpings of patience.
What's happened, mate? How have you come about this?
Well, I decided I wanted to do something with my my holiday, and one of those things was learn one of the hardest instruments to have ever been created.
No, not the sitar. That's relatively easy compared to the mouth harp.
I am that arrogant that I think 3.5 weeks off, what do I have time to do? I know. Learn one of the hardest instruments in the world.
Learn and master.
Something that people study for 10 years just to be able to play well. I'm going to do it in 3 weeks.
I'm going to nail it too.
So...
How have you come so far? Self-taught, I imagine?
Self-taught.
No other way to do it, is it?
I think I was showing off a couple of alarms to you earlier.
Oh, mate, very excited for you to show the Switch 1197 listeners. He's not just...
I'm not just focusing on music.
It's sound effects as well, Zach.
Yeah,
I don't have my sound effects board here.
I showed you that before with the train. You know?
So what was that? A train?
That's the train.
Okay.
So, you know, you might want another sound effect, Josh. What do you want?
Well, I'll come back at you with a sound effect. That's a phone message.
Very good. All right, here's a phone alarm.
Okay.
Sounds like you got to wake up, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Don't fear. It is 3 in the afternoon.
All right, I'll come back at you with throwing a box of trophies across the room.
Here we go. Not bad. All right. I'll come back at you.
All of these I'm doing with my mouth, by the way.
Yeah. I'll come back at you, mate, with a truck reversing.
He's nailed that one. He's an incorrect buzzer.
Okay. Oh, that one's good. All right, let me come back at you with a smoke alarm.
And here is some shock horror.
That's all the sound effects we have today.
On the Switch 1197 program, Josh and Zachary rounding out your weekend.
Josh, just quickly, do you think I can have a weekly feature where I show off what I've learnt new on the harmonica?
Only definitely. Calvin Harris, Blame on the Josh and Zachary Show, Switch 1197, it's Brisbane's youth alternative, Zach. And before we wrap up the show, we've done some mind-blowing things already this week.
We have.
And you got room in your mind for it to be blown once more?
I don't know if I can take it. It might be the one that sends me over the edge.
Tune out if you can't handle you're having your mind blown right now. But Zach, obviously, coming into the Christmas season, chocolate is coming hard and fast, isn't it? All right.
Yep.
There's a chocolate out there. It's called Galaxy. Are you familiar with this one?
No.
Okay. Probably not.
It's like a Milky Way?
Probably not the most famous one. It's just chocolate.
Okay.
Nothing but chocolate. Now, that's Galaxy. All right?
I like that. It's a no-nonsense chocolate.
Exactly. And yeah, so points to Galaxy for being a no-nonsense chocolate. Then you get Milky Way. So we're bringing it in. Milky Way has got chocolate and nougat. Nice little surprise there in the middle.
Is that what that's
called? Nougat.
Okay.
All right, you're bringing it in a little bit closer. Then you've got Mars. So we're getting closer and closer to Earth. Mars. What do you got in that one? Chocolate. Nougat. Caramel. The closer the chocolate is to you in the name, the more stuff it has in it.
And do you know what, Josh?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people find the show amusing every now and then. And you know what they might do?
Yeah.
They might snicker. Which is extremely close to them and has caramel, chocolate, nougat, and hazelnut. Boom! Get chocolated, Brisbane.
Well, that's it. I mean, I'm hoping they bring out a chocolate bar called The Neighbourhood.
Yeah.
That'll be bloody great.
Your house.
Anyway, you listen to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Merry Christmas, of course. And we'll be back next week for the big end of year extravaganza, the very last show for 2015. Of course, tune in for that. And hopefully we'll be in the new studio.
That's right. Stay festive, Brisbane.
Switch 1197.